Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, the Pozzola song is on. We are reconnected. We got dropped there at the end of the last segment. We're in Dallas, and there's been some breaking news on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air front. Because one of the other guys that's doing a radio show here came over, showed us on his phone. Like, I got fooled by that. So that's actually, someone created a movie trailer for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the story.
Yeah.
But it turns it from the sitcom into an actual drama. And he's apparently pitching this to, like, Netflix and other subscription movie services. So,
told you.
So it's I thought it was audio from the old series and just making it sound like a drama.
Nope.
They're actually just taking the story.
They got an old
and
black
some
dude
of the lines
with hair on the sides and a bald top to play Uncle Phil. They got a good looking mother to be auntie. Well, I forget her damn name now.
Aunt Viv.
There you go. Yeah, and then man, I'm telling you. See, you trying to tell me I lied to my wife. I don't lie to my wife. I don't know about listeners out there. I don't lie to my wife.
So play it one more time, Falero, just so I can reset before we move on to Rob Pozzola. Play it one more time. This is a potential movie. It's a trailer using the story of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and it's now a drama.
Look at you. The only reason why you're not in jail is because Uncle Phil called in a favor.
You throw this? You're stupid.
You are carrying a gun on the streets to protect yourself? I've done my best, Will. It's time for a change. You're going to Bel-Air to live with your uncle and your auntie.
Will, I will not bail you out again. In this house, I'm not Uncle Phil. I'm the law. Have I made myself absolutely clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Will, what brings you to Bel-Air?
I got caught with a gun. How are we related again?
Shut up, Carlton.
He's from the streets of Philadelphia.
Will needs discipline.
Just a little time. Just a little time and a little love. We are what he needs.
Why don't you go back to Philly? Born and raised, right?
You think I would ever want to be in this life?
You're not welcome, Will.
This is fake.
Wherever you're from,
this is fake. You didn't do anything to earn this. I never had nothing.
My life ain't a sitcom, my bitch. I don't even feel like I belong here.
Just give it some time. Everything happens for a reason.
Will keeps it 100. Hey, Falero, do you think you can tweet out the video of that actual? I don't know if you've even seen the trailer.
I haven't seen the video trailer.
There's video. That's what I'm telling you. A guy here who's doing a show showed us during the break. He's like, I heard you guys arguing. Find that video and tweet it out so people can see what it is, because it's totally different when you're watching the video that's accompanying it.
Oh, yeah. If they really do it, I want to invest in it. It's going to blow up.
So you want to invest in that but not Ted's Zodiac slides?
I would invest if I can get my percentage of equity.
All right. Play Rob Pozzola's music again. Do you have that still?
Hold on.
All right. Talk too long here.
We need some help, man. Rob got to help us.
We are live, by the way, at AT&T Stadium in Dallas this Saturday. A thrilling matchup between two consensus top pound-for-pound fighters. Welterweight world champion Errol Spence. Four-division world champion Mikey Garcia. You don't want to miss the biggest pay-per-view fight of the year this Saturday. Spence Jr. and Garcia. 9 p.m. Eastern on pay-per-view. We are here courtesy of Fox. And we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, talk with Rob Pozzola, the money man. He is a professional sports gambler. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking gambling, and we enjoy talking sports with him as well. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I mean, I was laughing at that Fresh Prince. That's like a throwback to my youth. Which, what? Something like that could really work in a drama form, because Fresh Prince always had like that one episode every season, which was like a hard-hitting drama, like when Carlton gets addicted to speed or something like that. And it really worked in like a serious capacity. I remember as a teenager or even younger, just kind of like being pretty emotional by some of those episodes. So I think Fresh Prince does cater itself to being a drama, or could be at least.
Why my parents don't want me? Why they don't want me, Rob?
Like Saved by the Bell when Jesse Spano got hooked on speed.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what drove them to do those serious episodes, because the comedy was all, it was obviously working for them. People watched the show for the comedy, whether it be Saved by the Bell or Fresh Prince. But, I mean, some of those, I remember the hard-hitting emotional episodes more vividly than the actual comedy episodes.
Yeah, I can tell you why. It's like we do this show and it's silly, 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 and then one day I go, man, am I wasting my entire life? Let me help out Ted with ZodiacSlides.com. Like, let me do something nice. Like you go, I don't want to waste my entire life doing nonsense. We need Jesse to be hooked on speed, and it becomes a life lesson.
I'm so scared.
I'm so scared. So we're in Dallas now. We're getting everybody ready for the Errol Spence Jr. Mikey Garcia fight on Saturday night. Can you give us a wager or two for the fight? Have anything here for you?
I can give a wager. I mean, I'd like to preface it by telling everyone that I'm not a huge boxing fan. I don't really bet boxing myself, but because of the fight and you guys being there, I've kind of looked into it a little bit. So Spence is a 1-4 favorite in the fight. Pretty prohibitive favorite to win, which makes sense. He's ranked as the 7th best active boxer pound for pound in the world right now. So I think it's very likely that Spence is going to win the fight. I just don't want to lay -400. So instead, break down Spence Jr.'s history. He's had 24 fights. 21 of those have been wins by knockout. So I'm going to take Spence Jr. to win by KO, TKO, or disqualification. It's +100 instead of having to lay 400 within the win. So we'll cheer for Spence Jr. to win inside the distance by knockout.
All right, I like that. That's good. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. Again, you can follow him on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. Just talk a little gambling. Panthers fans, it'll be a late one tonight for Panthers fans. They're in San Jose. You have any wagers on tonight's Panthers game?
I don't. I'm closer to playing San Jose than I am Florida right now. I mean, to me, the Sharks are one of the best teams in the league. Probably top five, arguably top three right now, and that's including some key injuries that they have. So it's going to be a tough one for Florida. I give Florida about a 34% chance of winning. That puts them right around +200, and that's roughly where the line is right now. So it's not a game that I'm interested in, but I really don't like this situation for Florida tonight. They might get a couple forwards back in Dennis Mulligan and Colton Sevier, who both have been practicing lately, but still, they'll be the second-best team on the ice tonight, so that's a no-wager for me.
Speaking of lines and whatnot, over, under on number of times I'll visit Whataburger while we're here in Dallas.
I've never eaten Whataburger, so this is a tough one for me to set this line. I've eaten a lot of different American burger joints, but there's something about these burger places, especially in the States, that bring out the absolute worst in people. Like, there's no in-between when you ask someone about a burger joint. So, I'm asking my friends, you ever eaten that Whataburger? It's either the best burger they've ever had or the worst burger they've ever had. And it's the same with In-N-Out and all the franchises. No one can just say, it's an okay burger. It's always like, this is amazing. This is terrible. I saw you yesterday, Mark, talking about how amazing Whataburger is.
It was good,
I've never
man.
Had it before. It's tough. Apparently, it's like a very saucy burger compared to In-N-Out.
Unbelievably salty.
First thing you said, you bit into
it. I said, this is tasty, but it is all salt.
That's, I'd like to try it. I'm a fan of In-N-Out. I mean, I think it's a little bit overrated.
I think this is wildly better than In-N-Out Burger. I think there's a tour going through the AT&T Stadium here. Look, if you look all the way across the way, there's a whole bunch of people. Either the White Walkers are coming to get us, or there's a tour going on.
They're inmates.
It's funny, because when you guys did the show at the MGM, it was the same thing that was happening. There was just a bunch of people lined up around you. So I don't know what it is. Maybe you guys are the attraction.
Yeah, maybe we're under surveillance. Are you paying attention yet to the way NFL futures are moving after all this free agency movement?
I wouldn't say I'm actively paying attention to it, but I probably see the same tweets that you guys are seeing from Bovada and BetOnline about all these line moves based on free agency. For me, it's tricky. Futures are always tricky. I like to look at the board and see if something stands out. But then I ask myself, do I want to have my money tied up in a sports book for the next 10 months while I wait for the NFL season to come? So that's really why I don't look at it all that much. I've seen stuff like the Browns are now down to 14-1 at some sportsbooks to win the Super Bowl, which would make them like the sixth or seventh favorite, which is a little bit asinine to me. I think they're going to be much improved, obviously, but I don't know about how much. And I've seen things like the Jags are around 33-1 at some books for the Super Bowl. I'm not a huge Nick Foles fan, but anyone's an upgrade over Blake Bortles. So those are the kinds of things that stand out, but I'm not really paying attention to it on a day-to-day basis.
And, Rob, is that personal or is it dumb to tie your money up for, like you're saying, 6-7 months to the end of the NFL season?
For me, it's a little bit – I mean, it's sort of opportunity cost, because if I tie that money up into a sports book, that's less money than I can bet on something else. And basically, you're giving the sports book an interest-free loan as well. That's another thing people forget about it, but they now have your money for that period of time. Granted, it's a small amount, but that's just a personal thing for me. I know some people that – they love futures markets and outrights markets. It's just because I bet on a daily basis and I'm betting a significant amount of money, it just doesn't make sense for me to actually play a lot of futures.
For people that don't listen to you all the time, your entire career is sports gambling. You pay attention to sports. Is there a worse team in the NFL on paper right now than the Miami Dolphins?
I don't think so. I think when you look at Miami's roster top to bottom, aside from Xavier Howard at corner and maybe Albert Wilson, who was having a really, really good year at receiver before he got hurt last season, I just don't see a whole lot of talent. There's very few players that are well above average. So, I mean, looking at that, yeah, I would say so. I probably would have said the Redskins a couple of weeks ago just because they had no quarterback. It would have been Colt McCoy to start the season, but they acquired Case Keenum, who I don't think is great by any means, but definitely an upgrade over Colt McCoy. So, yeah, just looking at the rosters today, I'd say that the Dolphins are probably the worst on paper.
Which is something a lot of Dolphins fans want to hear, because if we're actually tanking for Tua, you need, Crowder and I were talking about earlier, like, you need 2 wins, 3 wins, tops. Like, you have to be bad. And it doesn't always mean that, you know, what it looks like on paper ends up how it plays out during the season. But I think for a lot of Dolphins fans, you saying that is actually good news. Welcome news.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any team wants to be in, like, that 6-10, 7-9 range every year, because you're not drafting high enough to improve your team, and you're kind of, you're just costing yourself season after season when you finish in that, you know, 5-10 range. So yeah, I mean, if I was a Dolphins fan right now, I'd like them to finish 0-16 this year. That would be my ideal situation. Maybe 1 win, just, you know, so you can pop some champagne or something like that. But yeah, they're a pretty bad football team right now.
And speaking of the tanking, you know, the team's tanking, Rob, like the 76ers did it for years with the trust the process, the Knicks, the Browns did it, you know, to get the team they have now, and then the Dolphins seem like they're sneaking up on that. Can you capitalize on it, or once that information's out there that a team's tanking, Vegas already knows it?
Yeah, it's not necessarily Vegas. It's more about the market, so other people that are betting. Once it's common knowledge that a team is, you know, resting starters and so on and so forth, everybody knows about that, and everyone is available to use that information or has that information to use. So it's a struggle. You have to be out ahead of the market on things like that. Once it's common knowledge and everyone knows about it, then you've sort of lost any edge.
All right, quickly before we run out of time, Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, give us 3 random picks for the weekend.
All right, I'll start as usual with the NBA first score props.
And you were right last week, by the way. Last week you gave us... the Bucks
maybe?
To score first.
Yes.
It was Bucks Pacers, and you hit that one right on the money.
Yeah, tonight we have Dallas and Denver. So Dwight Powell is going to be jumping for the Dallas Mavericks tonight. He is one of the worst jump ball guys in the entire league. It's a very small sample size, but he's taken 31 jump balls in his entire career. He's won 7 of them. So we're looking at about 25%. So it's very likely that Dallas is going to lose the opening tip-off tonight. Denver's around -140. It's a steep price, but when you calculate everything and their likelihood of getting the first possession, they should probably be closer to -160 or -165. So I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets to score first against the Dallas Mavericks at -140.
All right. What else you got for us?
Okay, I got a college hoops game that will start in 15 minutes.
All right.
15 minutes from now, if you want to get a bet in right away.
I do.
AAC tournament. Of course you do, Mark. That's not a surprise at all for me. Memphis and Tulane, AAC tournament. I'm going to play the total over 154.5. That's a really high number for a college basketball game, but this game is going to be played at an extremely fast pace. Memphis plays the 6th highest tempo in the entire country. Their average possession length is only 15 seconds. That is extremely low for college hoops. Tulane doesn't play that fast, but they're going to be forced to play a little bit up-tempo in this, and their defense stinks. They've given up 75 points in 9 of their last 10 games. Wouldn't be surprised to see Memphis score 90 points, maybe even 100. I really like that over this afternoon, Memphis and Tulane.
All right, and finally?
We'll do some soccer, some EPL action on Saturday morning. Not all the teams are playing this week in the EPL because of the European break for Champions League and Europa League, but we have an 8 a.m. special between Bournemouth and Newcastle. And if this game was played about a month ago, Bournemouth would be a much bigger favorite, but there have been some misleading recent results. Bournemouth has only won one of their last six games, but they've had to play a gauntlet of teams, Liverpool, Arsenal, Man City. Newcastle's form looks a lot better. They've won five of their last nine games. All five of those wins came at home. The four matches away from home, three losses and a draw. They were badly outplayed in all four. I'm going to take Bournemouth to win at home against Newcastle. They're about plus 105 right now.
All right, there you go. So his three random picks, he likes Bournemouth over Newcastle on Saturday morning, 8 a.m. College hoops just moments away. What is it, like a 3:30 start?
It's a 3:30 start, yep.
All right, in the AAC tournament, Memphis and Tulane over 154.5, and he likes NBA first score tonight, the Denver Nuggets. And if you want to bet on the Spence-Garcia fight Saturday in Dallas, where we are right now, he likes Errol Spence Jr. by TKO or KO. That's around plus 100. Thank you, Rob. Always enjoy it.
All right, guys. Enjoy the fight this week.
We're going to try. Rob Pizzola. There you go. Falero, you want in on this over, this AAC over?
Count me in.
My man is in. I like it. 3 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder, brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. We are at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. Omar Kelly, he's going to join us in about 45 minutes. We will get the very latest on what's going on with the Miami Dolphins and their quarterback search. We'll take a quick break here, and we'll come right back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Back live.
AT&T
Stadium, courtesy of our friends at Fox. 3 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder, brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. So you don't think we don't put our money where our mouth is. We just put in a wager on the Tulane-Memphis over. It's 155 on our side. Pizzola said 154.5, but 155. Very small, but now... Falero, maybe you could work those into your sports updates at the top of the hour, the Tulane-Memphis score, so I can pay attention.
Will do. On it.
All right. Do you have, did you hear this today, Solana? All the sports update anchors have to do golf updates today, right? Falero, what do you have to do at the top of each hour?
Yeah, we got to give an update on the Players' Championship in Sawgrass.
And who who's winning right now?
Tommy Fleetwood, 7-under.
I don't have him in the pool at work. I've had him in previous tournaments. I did not pick Tommy
That's
Fleetwood.
My go-to.
Are you in the pool?
No, but Juan is.
All right. Who's he got?
I have no idea.
It doesn't matter.
A Fleetwood car? He might have been
there
cool
was a
years
Fleetwood.
Ago.
Yeah. Old years ago, the Fleetwood. Anyway, so every sports update at the top of every hour, it's sponsored, and it has to have a golf update, so you go through the leaderboard. Well, Solana, who apparently suffers from the same kind of work-related ailment that Falero does, was not prepared this morning at 10 a.m. And so I guess as he's doing his update, he pulls up the leaderboard. But if you don't pull up the right leaderboard, it's just got the initial and then the last name. And he's lost, and here is Alex Solana at 10 a.m. today.
Over to the PGA Championship leaderboard as Bjorn is 3-under par right now, tied with B. Horschel and Thompson. I don't know. I don't know golf. I got to be honest. You good over there, Dono? I don't know their first names.
You couldn't find a leaderboard with the first names?
No, I could not.
Golf expert Alex Solana.
This PGA Championship. All right.
How great is that? First of all, as if he needs to announce, I don't know golf after that. B on B Horschel T Woods I Poulter.
Well, he can't BS your way through everything.
That is, I mean, some people have a gift of being able to BS their way through things. I can generally do that. Like, even if I'm caught, I will figure out a way. I'll just go, oh, I'm sorry. Honestly, this is how I would have handled that. And looking at the leaderboard, oh, I'm sorry. There is a fire alarm going off here in the station, and I got sidetracked for a second. Let me make sure everything is okay. I will get you that leaderboard info in a second, but it's brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf, blah, blah, blah. It's easy out.
And bought yourself some time.
Easy out, bought myself some time. I don't sound like a complete idiot. Solana doesn't have that gift. Valero doesn't have that gift either. So, like, they get caught up in the air.
Did you not hear me when you guys got disconnected?
I did not.
I saved a day. Here you go.
Let me hear.
I don't even feel like I belong here.
Just give it some time. Everything happens for a reason.
You guys there? Okay. I guess there's some technical difficulties over in Dallas. They're supposed to be connected, but they're not. So we'll take a quick break right here on AM560 and come right back, hopefully, with Hockman and Crowder from Dallas. I killed it, bro.
Yeah, I don't think you did.
Hello?
You go. They're supposed to be connected, but I don't think they are. Of course we're supposed to be connected. It's our show.
You guys there?
Hello?
Hello?
I guess they're not.
Okay.
They're supposed to be connected, and hopefully they will be later.
You know what I'm starting to figure out? I think guys that aren't married, Valero just recently got married. He's not into it yet. Their verbal squabble is rough.
Right, that comes with time, I think.
I think it comes with marriage.
Yeah.
Well, you can't sit in front of your wife and not have nothing to say. You got to have some bumper room. They have no bumper room.
Play the Solana golf update again. He's got no kind of idea on how to work himself out of an obvious jam. He's in a jam.
The PGA Championship leaderboard as Beyond is 3 under par right now, tied with B. Horschel and Thompson.
Thompson.
B. Horschel.
I don't know. I got to be honest. You good over there, Dono?
See? I like when he goes, I got to be honest. Oh, really? We couldn't figure out what was going on, jackass. We appreciate your honesty because we thought that you actually had some sort of throat lockup. And we thought you were dying. We appreciate you being honest and letting us know you don't know a damn thing about golf. B. Horschel.
B. Horschel.
Thompson.
That's the thing, man.
It's almost like Solana has golf Tourette's. Horschel. Thompson. Poulter.
Well, it goes back to marriage, man. What's this email? You can't just say, I don't know what you're talking about. You got to have some
email. I'm telling
you. So you're talking about this went to my email address. 55, and you read your email address.
On the internet you're talking about, like email, not snail mail. And you just buy yourself a little bit of time. I'm telling you, the fire alarm thing works every time.
That's all. I'm going to use that at my house.
Fire alarm. I don't
Did
know.
Did you hear that? The fire alarm's beeping?
I don't know if you can use it at your house.
Who sent this text? You hear that beep? Because you know if that one starts beeping, the other one starts beeping.
Hold on. Hold your question. I didn't exactly hear what you said. Hold your question. Let me just go check the fire alarm because I think the carbon dioxide, whatever it is, whatever monitor we have in here.
Boy, I hope my wife's not listening. I'm pulling that one out as soon as I get back.
B. Horschel.
You got to learn how to get yourself a bumper.
And then a lot of people are pointing out via text, Valero, that he says it's the PGA Championship, which it's not.
It's not. It's the Players' Championship.
And did he call it the PGA Championship?
Yes, he did. You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Over to the PGA Championship leaderboard as Beyond is 3 under par right now, tied with B. Horschel and Thompson. I don't know. I gotta be honest with you guys.
Honest.
Do you make up a name for B? Do you just say Brendan or Brad?
I would,
nobody else would notice.
Right. I'd look at it quickly and say, well, we got a tie atop the leaderboard. We'll get you all the details as, you know, I mean, just not B Horschel. I Poulter. L Oustasian.
What goes through y'all's mind, Lero? Why can't y'all just come up with something?
We get stuck. I mean, like, nothing comes to our head, man.
You're going
to
be honest?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Yeah.
We get stuck.
Hey, there's a Florida Sports Spectacular. It is March 22nd through the 24th at the Fort Lauderdale War Auditorium, War Memorial Auditorium. It's a three-day sports extravaganza, over 100 tables of sports memorabilia. You're going to have former Miami Dolphins signing for free. Admission on Friday is free. You can get all the details at WQAM.com. But again, that is the Florida Sports Spectacular, March 22nd through the 24th at the Fort Lauderdale War Memorial Auditorium. We are at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. You got the Spence Garcia fight. I Instagrammed out, by the way, some video on the 560 WQAM Instagram page, so you could see the ring is coming together, and Dallas Cowboys Stadium here looks phenomenal. You could see that video on the WQAM Instagram page. We're here courtesy of Fox Sports Pay-Per-View. We're going to take a quick break, and we will come back with M. Hockman and C. Crowder.
You guys there? Radio.com.
Radio.com. 3 o'clock hour. Hockman and Crowder brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. We are coming to you live today and tomorrow from AT&T Stadium in Dallas this Saturday. Thrilling matchup between two consensus top pound-for-pound fighters, welterweight world champion Errol Spence and four-division world champion Mikey Garcia. It is Saturday night, live on pay-per-view, and we will be out here getting you ready for it. You can check out our Instagram page at 560WQAM. And I just tweeted at Mark Hockman a couple of pictures of me and Crowder here at AT&T Stadium. You can see they're getting the ring all set up at midfield, and it looks really nice. And it's going to be a obviously you hold anything at AT&T Stadium, you're expecting a lot of people, and the pay-per-view will be pretty awesome. And I would highly recommend, if you're a fight fan, you check it out on Saturday night. And then while we're in Dallas here for a couple days, we're trying to fit in a few things. I've never been to Dallas. Crowder's been here, but he doesn't travel the way that I do. I travel on a food tour. Yes. I'm like Andrew Zimmern, except I don't do bizarre foods. I do very ordinary foods.
Like a damn burger.
And so we went to Whataburger last night. We landed in Dallas. We hustled on over to Whataburger. It was great, man. I'm not lying. It's a tasty burger.
It's a pretty good burger.
It really is. And we're going to
– But as soon as we land –
Yeah.
As soon as we touched down in Dallas.
Yep.
Because we were way in the – we're in the guts of the airplane.
Yep.
We didn't have the best seats in the world.
Not the best seats in the world. We had the worst seats on the plane.
But, yeah, right there by the bathroom. Could smell everything.
Oh, just disgusting.
But as soon as the tires popped, just skirk, 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 when they slow down, you look at me and say, what a burger.
I looked at him.
It's not that important, is it?
Yeah, it is, Jack. Because we're only here for a couple of days, and there's a few things I want to do. We're going to go to Papa Do's. I've never been there before.
Yes.
We're going to go to Torchy's Tacos. That was a suggestion by Doug Plagans, who is much like me when it comes to food and locales. We're going to go to a Dallas Stars game tomorrow night. There's a couple things that that I like to do when I get into town somewhere.
We're going to jump into my realm?
No.
Maybe hit a lounge?
No.
BG's?
No.
Onyx?
I like to do, even last night, man, I mean, we were at Whataburger 10 p.m. I was like, what the hell are we doing out so late? Fellas.
We're going out tonight, baby.
Fellas.
With a name Miami would know. Aiken Adell.
Aiken Adell. Going to hang with us tonight.
Yes, we're going to show us the bowels of Dallas.
Do our thing. Well, if the bowels are at Papa Do's, one exit down on the highway, then that's what we'll be seeing.
Oh, you're not running from me tonight.
Oh, I'm running.
I know
from
where
you.
Your room is.
I am gone.
Me and Aiken, we're kicking the door down. You're coming out tonight.
I am gone, man. So, but there's video. So today for lunch, the show started here at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in South Florida. So for lunch, we just went down the street. We said, well, let's go somewhere that, you know, we can't get in South Florida. And where we go, Boomer Jacks. Yeah. Boomer Jacks. And so I posted video. I said this earlier. My Instagram account, which is Radio Mark Hockman, I posted video of Crowder eating these Carolina Reaper wings.
Grown-ups.
I got some responses back from people that watched the video. Like, his face turned red. It did. Your eyes got wide as you ate that first wing.
Oh, you know me, and I want to be tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I planned on being tough guy. I'm like, I'm not going to. No matter what happened, I saw you pick your phone up. I knew exactly what you were doing. I'm going to be tough guy. Until that damn Reaper hit me. You can't run from him. That Carolina Reaper was the deal. I still taste it. If I do that,
why I don't find that stuff to be enjoyable. People love that. Like the hotter the food, the better. I don't understand.
It's memorable. It's when you go and you eat a Wingstop. You go to Wingstop, you eat their hot wings. Then you go to, Hooters. Then we go to actually some great wings at Funky Buddha has those good. They don't do the hot wings.
Yep.
But you just eat wings different places, so you want to say, oh, and then they have the little circle around it. And that's what it is. They test your manhood because they have all the flavors of the wings.
They're warning you.
And at the bottom, they have the circle.
You've got to be a man. You've got to be a man to eat these.
So I'm going to the man section. You know how it is, Hog. I'm not staying with the lemon pepper and the sweet and sour. I'm going to the man section.
Right. I like everything on the side. Just put everything on the side. Very plain. And put it on the side, and I may dip a little something in there.
And pork nachos.
That Whataburger. I had. It wasn't pork nachos. What did I have? I had. It wasn't pork. It was. What did it say on the menu though?
Oh, I don't
brisket.
Know.
It was like brisket nachos, something like that.
I was getting my ass kicked by Carolina Reaper.
I know you
I lost
were.
All.
I know you were.
The Reaper got the best of me.
I know. We needed someone to pat you down.
Need a towel guy.
But I'm going to hit Whataburger again while we're here. I will absolutely hit Whataburger again.
For what?
Because I want to experience it again. You can't get it in South Florida.
You've tasted it already.
I need to get it again. Need to get it again. I need to get my fair share.
They got a bunch of restaurants out here.
So it's 3:48. Falero, do we know anything else about the Dolphins and Ryan Tannehill? I know Omar Kelly's going to join us in about 10 minutes. We have any word on Dolphins quarterback situation or
nothing yet? They met
Teddy
with Teddy
Bridgewater.
They met with him last night, but nothing new on that front. I thought you were going to ask him about the Memphis Tulane game because that's going to start at 3:49.
Okay.
Who's Memphis playing?
Tulane.
Tulane?
Tulane.
Tulane.
Tulane?
How do you guys say it?
Tulane.
How it's spelled?
Tulane.
Tulane?
Yeah. It would have been like T-W-O, Lane. Like all Tulane. Right.
So
yeah.
Everyone on earth has been pronouncing it wrong?
Yeah.
For the
it's Tulane.
Inceptions in Tulane.
Tulane, yeah.
Like DeBrickashaw, like Tulane.
DeBrickashaw, Tulane, yeah.
Huh.
Surprised you guys never heard of that.
Something wrong with him.
Tulane.
Tulane, yeah.
T. Ulane, if Solana was doing it.
I played badminton at Tulane.
T. Ulane. All right. So so we don't know anything about Ryan Tannehill or Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, the Saints are interested in Ryan Tannehill if the Dolphins do sign Teddy Bridgewater.
So wait a second. So you're saying essentially the Dolphins, if they're able to entice Teddy Bridgewater, the Dolphins would be trading Ryan Tannehill for Teddy Bridgewater.
Basically, yeah.
I would take that trade.
They would take that trade?
Sign me up.
It doesn't make you feel a little funny that
nope.
Sean Payton
nope.
covets Tannehill?
Nope. I don't think he covets Tannehill. I think he's stuck with Tannehill. If Bridgewater ends up coming to Miami, then he's stuck. And he's stuck with Tannehill or Blake Bortles.
So
that's it.
So Teddy, and this is the story out of New Orleans where they want to re-sign Teddy so Teddy can be the heir apparent to Drew Brees.
Right.
So if they bring him Tannehill, it's just for a backup quarterback. It's no heir apparent. My problem is that if Sean Payton brings him in to think, okay, I'm going to groom this guy into replacing Drew Brees, it seems like we made a mistake with him. That's what you've said you're not.
He wouldn't be bringing Ryan Tannehill in to be heir apparent. Ryan Tannehill's 30-whatever years old. He'd be stuck with Ryan Tannehill. They're expecting Teddy Bridgewater to be their backup quarterback. If all of a sudden Teddy Bridgewater bolts at the last second, goes to Miami, he's got to put something back there. I'm telling you, it might be Tannehill. Could be Blake Bortles very easily. It could be any one of these junky quarterbacks that are laying around. By the way, Ryan Tannehill and Blake Bortles are junky quarterbacks that are laying around. That's all they are.
I can't even argue that because of the time right now and those guys are the only ones available.
Nothing left.
Keenum's getting jobs and all these, you know, guys are transfer, guys are trading, guys are moving guys, and you're just sitting there. I'm wondering why the Dolphins are holding on to Tannehill.
It may be because there's nothing out there, and so if you hold on to him, they don't have to – I believe they would have to designate him for release by June 1st. So they can hold on to him if somebody gets in an injury situation or they're really in a bind. Maybe you can get a seventh-round pick for him. So you just hold on to him. We can ask Omar. Omar's going to join us in the next segment.
That makes sense because March – what is it? May, April, May, they're going to start OTAs, mini camps, things of that nature.
All of a sudden you find out, hey, we're in desperate need of a quarterback.
Who? The Redskins just got Keenum.
Right.
Keenum tears his knee up. We need to find somebody. We
you
have
might get a seventh, yeah. Then you get something instead of nothing.
That's the honest, the first time I thought about what's the purpose of keeping him under these numbers, $18 million a year, 20-something a million against the cap. Why are you holding on to him when everybody else is getting rid of their quarterback they don't want? It's hoping – that's only the only explanation I have. You're hoping somebody gets desperate.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. We'll find out. Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel, he can give us kind of the timeline on what goes on with Ryan Tannehill and what the Dolphins have to do in correlation with when they would have to or could hold on to him the latest. So we're at AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Cowboy Stadium, and it is a phenomenal location. Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel. We'll talk some Dolphins with him next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.